amongst someone who probably has bipolar is our dear friend Bilam. Our dear friend Bilam. Yeah. And the parasha discusses his gadlus, the incredible nevoah he had, his ability to give over the exact brachos Klal Yisrael needs. But there's one particular part I just want to focus on, which is a message that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him, which seems a little bit detached from reality. This is where the Osoin, the pure Osoin, his mule, is giving him Musa. And the Pasuk says in Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof Ches, Vayiftach Hashem es pure Osoin, Hakadosh Baruch Hu opened up the mouth of the Osoin, Vatoyimu leBilam, and he said to Bilam, Me'al Sisi Loch, Lecho, what did I do to you? Ki hi kisani zeh sholish regalim, that you hit me these sholish regalim. Says Rashi, why do you use sholish regalim? Say sholish po'omim, sholish zmanim, why sholish regalim? Says Rashi, brought from the Medrash, remez loi, is a remez to him, atom avakesh lakur umo, you are attempting to uproot a nation, hachugeges sholish regalim v'shono, that celebrates three regalim in the year. In other words, wake up, Bilam. Know who you are. Understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to uproot a nation that keeps Gimel Regalim. That, from the 630 Mitzvot who chose to say, trying to uproot the Klal Yisrael, who's trying to uproot Gimel Regalim, Shabbos, even Bris Milah, Mesiras Nefesh, an Umar that stands for Kavod Hashem, Sholosh Regalim, that is a Mitzvah, trying to get rid of Sholosh Regalim. What's the idea behind this? You have to understand as well, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving him a message, it must be able for him to be understood. There's no point me giving over the message to my son to buy milk if I give it over in Chinese. He has to be able to understand what the message is. In other words, this message must have been so clear to Bilam, they should be understand what I'm talking about. Right? So the Sholosh Regalim is the key to understanding Klal Yisrael. What's the key behind this? So I looked around and I found a few very, very beautiful pshatim in the shape from the Shem Mishmul, from the Sochachova. Beautiful, beautiful pshatim. When you're working with soid, you got to work with soid, right? You're looking for remez, you got to work with remez. So this is remez, and he says a few very, very beautiful mahalchim. He says as follows: the Mishnah says in Ovis, "Kol mi sheyesh bo shleish dvarim halalu, hu mitamidav shel Avraham Avinu. Anyone who has these three traits on the tamid of Avraham Avinu, shleish dvarim acherim, and other three traits, hu mitamidav shel Bilam Harasha, or the tamid of Bilam Harasha. In other words, they both had the yeshiva that taught over." How to behave. Bilam HaRasha taught in yeshiva to behave like this, and those are his Talmidim, and Avraham Avinu's yeshiva taught to like this, it is his Talmidim. Talmidish Avraham Avinu, Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, V'nefesh Shefelo. An Ayin Tova, a generous eye, a humble spirit, V'nefesh Shefelo. Talmidish Bilam HaRasha, Ayin Ra, Ruach Gevoya, V'nefesh Rechava. So what is Ayin Ra, what's Ruach Gevoya, and what's Nefesh Rechava? So the Mefarshim explain that Ayin Ra, Ruach Gevoya, Nefesh Rechava, in other words, is Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. Okay? Ayin Ra is obviously Kina. Yeah? It's Kina. Why should any person have it? I should have it. Ayin Ra. Ruach Gevoya is Kavod. Yeah? It's Kavod. Yeah? I deserve this. And Nefesh Rechava is, Nefesh Rechava is Taiva. Why is Nefesh Rechava Taiva? Taiva, I deserve everything. I can do anything I want. I can break any boundaries. My Taiva, Kina, Taiva, and Kavod is represented over here. The Maral and other Mefarshim explain that this is connected as well with three Averis Chamurus. Kina, Taiva, and Kavod is represented by the three Averis Chamurus: Gil Aroyos, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zara. How does that work? So he says that this Kina is obviously Kina is, why should this person have it? I deserve to have it. And what do you do to him? Kills him. Right? That's murder. That's Shvichas Domim. Taiva, obviously Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. Taiva, what's Taiva? Obviously Gil Arayos. Right? And what is Avodah Zara? Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. How does that work? Kina, Taiva, and Kavod How does that work with Avodah Zarah? That works with Avodah Zarah is covered as Avodah Zarah. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasas Ruach." Anyone who has, who's a Bal Gaiva, Kilo Oyv Avodah Zarah. That's where the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. So Kina, Taiva, and covered is a Gila Roish Vichlam and Avodah Zarah. Listen to this very, very carefully. The Maral brings down that those three are represented by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. However it's done, that I'm not going to go into now. But what is fascinating is as follows. That Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu presented, because of the schus of those three, there were three moyadim, three yomim toivim that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave in the schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos are tikkun by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in order to get around Kina, Taiva, and Kovet. Okay? It's not so far-fetched. It's not gematrius, and it's not, it makes perfect sense, right? Pesach, what's Pesach? Pesach is understanding how Kodesh Baruch Hu is took us out of Mitzrayim. It's separating us from the Goyim. We took a Sela Beis Ovis, Sela Bayis. It's separating us. And that is saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we are no longer Oved Avodah Zarah. Sela Beis Ovis, Sela Bayis, we are no longer Oved Avodah Zarah. So, Pesach is against Avodah Zarah, right? What is Avodah Zarah about? Avodah Zarah is about Shiflus. It's about Anova, right? That is, that we discussed beforehand. It's Anova. Kina, Taiva, and Kovod. It's to counteract Kovod. It's counteract Kovod. How do you counteract Kovod? By working on your Anova. What's Pesach all about? Eating bread, eating bread of, what's the Lashon of, that doesn't have any, Lechem Oini, yeah, Roch Numucho, and that is what Avram Avinu was. In other words, Pesach represented Anova, which is supposed to counter Kovod, which is supposed to counter Avodah Zarah. Shavuos, what's Shavuos all about? Shavuos is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the Melech. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are giving us a Torah. We are unto you. What is Shavuos all about? Shavuos is Taiva. Why is Shavuos counteracts Taiva? The Rambam brings down, if a person focused on Torah, he wouldn't have taiva. His head wouldn't be in the gutter. He'd be focused on the Shver Rambam. He'd be focused on Shver Halacha. In other words, Shavuos is all about getting rid of the gaiva. Sorry, getting rid of the taiva. Shavuos is all about getting rid of the taiva. Yeah? And that's all about, what's a chana for Matan Torah? How do you get rid of the taiva? We had to do precious. We had to separate for one's wife. And therefore this, so Shavuos is all about the taiva, and to counteract the taiva, there's precious, and that is, Shavuos is keneged the taiva. Okay? Sukkos, what's Sukkos all about? You move out of your big house, and you say, Rebbein Shleilam, I'm quite happy where I am, I've got no kinna, I'm not jealous, I know who you are, Rebbein Shleilam, and that is against the kinna, which is against the, what we said before, and Shvichas Domim, is the idea behind understanding that everything's from Yerubayin and Shleilam. I don't need, all I need, I'm quite happy here, it's my happiest Yontov, sitting in the smallest place in my house. I have everything. And therefore, says the Shem Yishmor, that what we're saying to Bilam over here was, what you stand for, Bilam, what you stand for, those three things, Kina, Taiva, and Kovet, of Ayin Ra, Ruach Kavoya, Nefesh, Rechava, those three things, we stand for exactly the opposite. We stand for Ein Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, V'Nefesh Shvela. How do we do that? But we counter with the Schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We have the Sholesh Regalim. We have those three, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, that represents exactly what you are trying to destroy Klal Yisrael with. With your Mahalach, we're working with you completely against that. We are able to fight against all the terrible negative influences, and we are able to stand above that, and we can win you. So don't try and win Klal Yisrael, because we have the Sholosh Regalim. We have all what you teach, we exactly the opposite to you, and therefore we can fight you. If you look in the parasha, what's beautiful is that it had three different, the Bilam gave three different brachas, three groups of brachas. One bracha, he says, Am levodad yishkoin uba goyim lo yischashov. What's that going for? That's Pesach. They're by themselves. Yeah? I'm levodad yishkoin uba goyim lo yischashov. I don't care what the Mitzrayim say. I'm going to take my own Korban Pesach, I'm going to Moisa Nefesh. I don't care what they say. And that's what we discussed beforehand. That was Pesach. The next bracha was Hashem Lekov Imoy, Usruas Melech Boy, and Har Sinai, they had the Kol Shofar Gadol, right? They had the Kol Shofar Gadol. And his, that's the Yontif Shavuos. It's the Vayed Hashem Lehar Sinai. And Rashi says, Ke'esiel Meliakov, this was my Paul Kel, says Rashi. In other words, he had nevuah. The brachas were giving us nevuah that I am trying to destroy you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking all my klolos and making into brachas. My klola becomes a Pesach, turned into bracha of Pesach. My other klola, my second bracha, comes into a Shavuos. And the last one was Matoyvu Alecha Yaakov. What's that talking about? The sukkah, obviously. Matoyvu Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Yisrael Yisrael. And therefore, the Sholish Regolim is what terrified Bilam. It terrified him because everything he stood for is being countered by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Kinah Taiva Kovel is being destroyed, decimated. That is what he was afraid about. That is the first Mahalach. There's another very, very beautiful Mahalach, says Hashem Shmuel. And he says that, what is the idea of a Lila Regal? What's the deal of Lila Rego? What's the deal behind the Lila Rego? He said, if you look carefully in Rashi, Rashi says, Atmavaki Ishlaku Umo, not Hashi Meres. Hachigeges Sholish Regolim Vashem. What's Chigeges mean? Celebrates in happiness. What's the deal behind this? So he said, there's a Murdiga Gemara. You all know this Gemara. There was an Amor who's making fun of Menashe. So the Gemara brings down it's Chazir Rav Ashi Menashe Bachalma, and he said to me, you call me my friend. Rav Ashi said, our friend Menashe. So Menashe came to him in a dream and said, you call me, I'm your friend. I'm way above you, Rav Ashi. She said, what do you mean you're over the Avodah Zarah? He said, I'm not over the Avodah Zarah. You should just know, if you lived in that doyer, you would have picked up the corners of your garment and you would have run towards Avodah Zarah. I didn't run towards Avodah Zarah, but you would pick up your garments and run. Saying about Rav Ashi that he would run for Avodah Zarah, what's a pick up the corner of your garment? What's that all about? Zog the Maral, that there are two ways of looking at mitzvahs, and the way I like to express it is there's two ways you can go to a chasna. Yeah, imagine you've got a neighbor's chasna. Yeah, it's late, neighbor don't even get on that well with, and he says, you know, Elsa, you got to come to my wedding tonight. Sure, I'll be there. No, I want to see that. This is a guy, you don't get on with, you don't like him that much. And you look out the window, and it's begun to snow. It's snowing. You listen on the radio, let's pack him. So what do you say to yourself? Oh, yeah, I wish I could go. Yeah, I really would like to. But what can I do? Listen, you know, I tried snowing. No, you can't get stuck in snow. Yeah. But what happens if that wedding is not of your neighbor, but it's your grandchild? Yeah? There's snow, but I'll go by sledge. There's traffic, take a helicopter. I'm going to get to that chasna. He said there's two ways of serving Avodah Zarah, lahavdol. One way of serving Avodah Zarah is, geshmak, Avodah Zarah, whatever happens, I'm going to do it. The other way of serving Avodah is, I haven't got a choice, mate, Tzahara's got me by the neck. He's pulling me along. Halavai, I can suddenly not do it. Says Menashe to Rav Ashi, we were clever enough to serve Avodah Zarah because we were forced. What can we do? We were blinded by it. He had us by our throat and he was pulling us. You would have run towards you to pick up your mafriya, the coattails of mafriya that bother you. You would have picked up your coattails, made sure that nothing bothered you, nothing would stop you. Even if there was something to stop you, you would make sure you weren't stopped and you would run. That is the enthusiasm you would have. In mitzvahs, there's the same thing. There's a way of looking at mitzvahs as obligations, 613 commandments, 613 pains in the neck. Hey, what can you do? I've got to do it. There's a way of looking at mitzvahs that every mitzvah is an opportunity. Every mitzvah is a geshmak. Every mitzvah, you've got a chitef mitzvah, you've got a chap mitzvahs. Rashi brings down that, he says, it brought down in Rashi, Bilam saw, am kolovi, hein am kolovi yokum. They get up like a lion. Says Rashi, kashahein oindim mishnos, when they get up from their sleep, shachris in the morning, hein miskabrin. They get up with such enthusiasm, lach toif es a mitzvahs, a chap mitzvahs. Lil boish tzitzis, listen to the Loshen. I never realized this. They wear tzitzis. Likroyeshema, they read Kriyeshema. Ulaniach has been put on tefillin. Asa Shem Mishmul, this is against the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you wear, if you say Krishma before you wear tefillin, it's ke'ilu made a deshekel atzmachol. The Torah says you've got to put on tefillin, and you don't put on tefillin yet. Yeah, you're first saying Krishma. So this Klal Yisrael is so enthusiastic. What are they doing here? Why are they saying Krishma before they put on tefillin? Easy, easy. First put in tzitzis, then put on tefillin, and say Krishma, what's a hurry? The answer is because they're not ready yet to put on tefillin. They haven't got a guf noki. They don't feel, the body can't put on tefillin, they're not clean enough to put on tefillin. So what do? Chap! Oh, can I put on tzitzis? Ah, Gavaldi, put on tzitzis. I say Krishma, I don't need guf noki, let's do Krishma. I edus sheker, edus sheker, edus shmeker, lo mishane, I'm chapping mitzvahs. Says Bilam, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bilam, this is not people who just keep mitzvahs. These people are chaytef mitzvahs. These people who keep gimel regalim. What's gimel regalim? Gimel regalim means you shut the business and you close everything down. You leave your wife and kids come with you. Fine, if not, not. 3 times a year, you go and trek right across Eretz Yisrael. That's before you had Klishesh. Yeah, in a heat. And you go along there and you go squash everyone together and you come to the base of Mikdosh. And it's, you know, it's not so easy. Yeah? How did they keep their mitzvah? Lach goig. They didn't have to keep it. They celebrated it. Gewaldig. How wonderful it is. They enjoy the mitzvah, even however difficult it is, because they are people who celebrate mitzvahs. So this idea of the Gimel Regolim is a concept of understanding that how Klal Yisrael are completely different. Not by the way they do that, not by the fact that they do mitzvahs, but the way how they do the mitzvahs. That Lach Goy, the most difficult mitzvahs of Gimel Regolim, they do with such enthusiasm, that a Goy will never come close to. That you can never break. I just want to finish up with one last verse. The Sochet Shavah, not Shem Shmuel, that Avni Nezer says, that idea of Gimel Regolim was the ability to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to break away from everything else. Say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it, Gimel Regolim, shut the business, shut everything else, and going up to the base of Mikdosh. That is something that a Jew represents. Halavai would have that seichel. Halavai, when it comes to davening, we switch off our mobile phones, and that's it. I'm now with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. It's learning now, switch off my mobile phone, and learning now. That is a koyach of a Jew is able to cut away and to break away from the Gimel Regolim, to get in the business and everything else, to go up and to be totally with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is something that's unique to Klal Yisrael. So those three things, the idea of Kinnat Taiva and Kovod, is Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos Gimel Regolim. The idea behind Gimel Regolim is not only kept the Gimel Regolim, but as Lach Goig. They celebrated it, however difficult it was, and also the ability to break away from our mundane life and so say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Bilam can never break, and that was his message. Oh, yeah.